Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as the pass rush, that's something that we have to improve. But at the same time, we can help ourselves improve with that on offense as well. Let's play with some leads. Let's see what our pass rush is really about. Right now, we got far and few between with the pass rush. But when we do get the opportunity, it just hadn't been good enough. And that's something that we got to bring to the light and we got to bring to the forefront for our guys. And, like, I think that's well known and documented through us. But I think as a team, it's going to be something that we got to be able to do better, too, as a pass rush.
Yeah, I'm genuinely honest when I ask this question, okay? Because we talk about this a lot here. It's been the same conversation for years, unfortunately, as it relates to the pass rush.
Right.
I've covered other teams in other cities. I don't remember ever really bringing this up. I know it's true. I understand playing with a lead. I understand all that kind of stuff helps. How many other places have you been on teams or whatever where they blame the offense for the pass rush?
This is the only place.
Only place.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the only place.
Like, no, those guys just aren't good at it. Like,
yeah, this is the only place. Like, well, because I can go back to the teams that I played on. Now, I played with some great pass rushers, like Jason Taylor.
And I think that's the key.
Jason Taylor was a great pass
when
rusher.
When you have guys like that,
Adewale,
you don't even have to have the conversation.
Was a great pass rusher. Now, we had one of the most stagnant offenses in football. You know,
how'd those guys do?
You know, double-digit sacks every
year. Got home,
I played in St. Louis with Leonard Little.
Yeah.
You know, we were at, you know, he was a 10-sack a year game. You know, played with Sean Phillips and them. And we had a explosive offense in San Diego.
Right.
But, you know, Sean Phillips, 13 sacks a game. And you know, and Barnes, you know, 11 sacks a game. Yeah, so, yeah, this is the only place I've ever been. The only team I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Now, no, we cover this team, so we know more about this team.
That's true.
But this is, yeah,
That's true. But it's also the worst pass rush organization in the league in the last 5 years.
Yeah,
there's just no question.
And I'm not saying Judon can't be there because Judon has been a great passer. He's been a double-digit guy.
And he's been okay this year so far, for sure.
He would have been one last year if he doesn't get hurt. But they ain't had nothing since John.
Right.
I know Vic had the year, but since John.
Ago,
and the thing about it was John, and I'm talking about Abe, he was a consistent, like, year in, year out. He wasn't no blimp. He was a consistent year in, year out guy. They haven't had that.
No. So I mean, it's a very polite way to do it,
right,
where it's like it's everyone's fault.
Right.
Not really. I mean, yeah, but no, it's just those guys aren't good enough at
it.
Like, unfortunately, you got guys that are on the edges that aren't good at getting to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Now again, get a lead this weekend and maybe it'll get better. But yeah, okay, good. I just want to make sure on the same page on that.
With that one, bro.
It was like,
Yeah, okay. We're on the same page with that one.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, hopefully they do better at that. They got 5 sacks in 5 games. That is 32nd in the NFL. How many teams are in the league?
32.
That's right. Yeah. Right there at the bottom. It is what it is. They're 3-2. There's a lot of good things
most
to talk
thing.
About.
Most important thing.
And look, hopefully that'll come with time. If the offense plays the way that it played on Thursday night this Sunday, that probably will help on Sunday against the Panthers, right? Like, if you're able to do that and establish the run a little bit, we'll talk to Zach Robinson, Falcons offensive coordinator, about an hour and 15 minutes from right now, just about kind of what went well on Thursday and what he knows about this group that he didn't know at the beginning of the season, what he wants to add to it and all that. Looking forward to that conversation at 12:40.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that, you know, because new quarterback, new coordinator, new guys that the coordinator and the quarterback have to get used to as far as the skill position players of the Falcons. You got to learn things, people's ins and outs, what they do well, and how do you call the play to get them into a position to do what they do well. And so, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, this offense, this tree or whatever you want to come, I think it's like half of the league is running it, or half of the league is coming from the Shanahan.
Pretty much.
All those guys, this LaFleur type situation. It's like half of the damn league, maybe more.
McVay, Shanahan, tree.
Yeah, maybe more.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, yeah, it's gonna be interesting because I thought, and you know, what was it last week? I think Kurt said, you know, learning a new offense, and then you're under the assumption, well, he's been in this offense, but it's newer. I think it was more or less saying with the guys new. I don't know if he meant the terminology new.
Yeah.
And so that'd be give a chance to ask Zach if we have time to ask him that as far as, you know, he's run his offense, but is it different when you said, when he said different, did he mean the personnel part of it, or did he mean the language and all of those things?
Here's Grady Jarrett from yesterday talking about the quarterback, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week for last week in the NFL. Here's Grady talking about Kirk Cousins.
Not even on this, everybody involved on the team, when your quarterback is, you know, doing good, feeling good, that make everybody feel better. And you can see it in the way he prepares, man, and just the confidence that he has to trust his guys to make the plays for him. Even some of the throws that he's making, just unhesitant. And he and nobody's going to be a bigger critic than him, than himself. I can see that just being with him for a short time. So it's good to see him feeling good about his performance, and that's going to make everybody else around him better, man. So definitely when he got confidence, I mean, it instills more confidence in everybody on the team.
Yeah, I mean – yeah, you want to have that ability. It feels good when you're on the sideline and you have that confidence that this quarterback's going to get it done. And you don't have to come into a press conference and knowing that you know that you had a quarterback that didn't get it done and be like, yeah, man, we got faith in him. Knowing damn well, you're like, man.
Yeah. All right, let me go lie to these people.
All right, oh, Joe Patrick. Yeah, man, I believe that this quarterback, you know, talking about previous quarterback, not Kirk.
He's our guy.
He's our guy,
we
man.
We got his back.
We got his back, and we're going to ride with him and everything like that. And, you know, now you can stand and believe it.
Yeah, you believe
now
it.
You can stand and believe it.
He also does feel like a guy that has, like, a bit of an infectious personality. Like, yeah, we were talking about it yesterday.
The one thing
good teammate.
He's a good teammate, but Kirk, like, Kirk got some jerk to him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kirk got some jerk to him, and I've seen
you have
him.
To.
You got to, though. Kirk got some jerk, and he got fiery. He's a competitor. And all those different things, you can take the dad man, the dad aura and everything that he is, because he's a from what it looked like, he's a wonderful father, wonderful husband, all those different things, but it seemed like he's a great teammate also. And you know, you don't, and one thing I like about him, he doesn't take himself too serious.
I do like
he's
that.
He's not afraid to make fun of himself or do
like
things and let people make fun of him.
He takes the job seriously. Yes. He doesn't take himself
yeah,
seriously,
which is great.
It's a good way to live. Maybe he's the NFC dad of the week too. You never know.
Why you said that?
I don't know. Oh, okay. You just said he was a good dad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know what he did.
He could be,
man. Did he pack a lunch? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, you
gotta,
did
we do some math homework?
But the thing about it is you had a great performance. You got to build off of that. You got to get the more the comfortable and all those other things, because we're past the whole, is it still his injury and all those different things. We're past it.
It's great.
We're past
it's so
it.
Great to be past
yeah, we're
that.
Past all that. Now it's all about stacking these wins. And then obviously you win this game, you're 3-0 in the division.
Yeah.
And that's the most important, because you're going to beat Carolina again.
Sure.
And so that, and then you just got to go to New Orleans and Tampa and get one.
Yep,
you do that, you do that. You're
then you're 4-2 in the division. You're in the playoffs likely. And 4-2 is great. 3 in a row. They didn't win 3 in a row one time in the 3 years under Arthur Smith.
Yep.
So, a lot of things potentially at stake this Sunday that haven't been done in quite a while. 2 games over .500 would be phenomenal as well. All right, so a couple college football things to mention. Georgia specific, and then some other college football stuff as well. We said this yesterday, but we'll announce it again. Kirby says that Colby Young will be suspended indefinitely until his legal matter is resolved.
Right.
That seems like the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can say pretty unequivocally right now, pretty good source on this one. Put any Georgia fans at ease if you're out there wondering. And you got to be careful, man. Like, you got to stop listening to dumb sources
what
on the internet.
What happened?
Kirby's not going to the Jets.
Who said that?
People.
Oh, my God.
People. I don't know who, but people.
Somebody said Kirby was going to the Jets?
All I know is enough people said it to where, I don't know.
Oh, I've not heard this.
Oh, you didn't hear this?
No, I have not heard this.
Okay. It was circulating.
Oh.
And people were asking.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you on pretty good authority.
Yes.
That's dumb and not happening.
No, Kirby's not going. Kirby's not leaving the gym to go to the NFL.
But he's certainly not doing it right now.
No.
And he's certainly not doing it to go to the Jets.
Yes, I think of all places, he ain't going.
Because if that's something you saw yesterday, you know, because it's hard these days to determine what's a real source and what isn't.
Oh, I agree with that.
Now,
I agree with that.
I'm joking. No, it isn't. If the thing on Twitter says college football memes,
uh-huh.
They're lying to you.
Yes,
there's a joke account.
Oh, and that's what said it.
Probably.
Oh, okay. The Kirby's that they
just click the account.
And the greatest thing is
click the account.
Tell me this. Can you hear words?
Can I hear words?
Can you hear words? Because I love when people see something and then they'll come to me. Well, I heard. No, you didn't hear nothing. You saw
it
on damn face. You saw it on Facebook or something like that. Yeah, you know that I'm hearing.
Some guy you know who pretends to have a friend who's in the athletic department.
Yes.
Put it on Facebook.
Yes.
And then you freaked out, which, understandable.
Yes.
I get it. Because if Kirby left Georgia, you didn't
hear
it. That's true. No one said that to you.
No one said that to you.
You read it.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, if that's something that had you losing a little bit of sleep last night in Dog Nation, Sleep easy.
No, no.
Kirby's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't. I
certainly not
yeah,
there.
I've not seen that or heard that, but yeah.
Also sounds like they're probably not going to wear black jerseys.
Ah, thank God.
So those are two good things.
Thank God. I mean, you don't need to wear black jerseys to get everybody excited about it. Well, play better.
If you're Colorado and black is one of your colors, wear
That's good. Black jerseys. Yeah,
that's
but
great.
If you're Georgia, no.
Don't wear them.
Go play better.
Wear the,
get
wear the
crowd
red ones.
Going. Play
or
better.
Wear the white
Come
ones.
Up with a different song than Georgia in the third quarter. All right, we pay a homage to Rich Homie Quan. I'll be like, you know, do something different.
Something different.
A little bit something different, all right?
Yeah, there's no shortage of artists that you could choose from if you wanted to pick a hype song for the stadium to get people
and,
going.
And we're talking about Georgia, like Ray Charles, Georgia.
That's the one I'm talking
like,
about.
Like, how does that get any.
Gets me going.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, maybe if they put Field Mob, Georgia. You know how. We on the grind, Georgia.
Yeah, at least
all
the new,
time.
Like the remix of it, the sample
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, do that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
Yeah, do that one.
No, not, no.
And I love me some damn Ray Charles. But
sure, but yeah, Ray, there's a time and a place.
Yeah, it ain't at the damn third quarter of a damn game. We get Georgia all the time, Georgia. Yeah, now that part.
There's a beat to it.
Yeah, do
little
that
bass.
One. But Luda coming in that thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great song. God, they did a good job using
that
sample.
Awesome.
But yeah, they're not going to wear black jerseys. Kirby's not going to the Jets. Everything's fine.
Yes.
Win the game on Saturday and everything will be okay. As for the other stuff we kind of hinted at yesterday, maybe we'll spend some time on it at 12:20. We probably will get a little bit deeper into it. Just because you had mentioned the Project Rudy thing yesterday.
Yeah.
It's kind of just another one of the new proposals for the future of college football.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
I don't know if that's the one they pick, but they're all kind of similar.
They're all insane. Yeah. Where
it's about 70 teams or so. Like, they're kicking some people out.
Like, you can't, you, what? Oh, yeah. You've been in the top 25. How many times? Oh, not.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The last 2 years, yeah, you can't go.
Right. Like, what's the qualifier?
Yeah, you can't go.
Because,
yeah, exactly. What is the qualifier? Like,
I think it's easy to pick 50, right? But, like, the final 20, that's just like Survivor.
Yeah, like, oh
God, you know we just gave him an idea.
What?
College football Survivor.
I mean, tell us why. Go and do these tasks.
Do that on Netflix?
Like
that.
Do a task.
They're doing is stuff on, like, while I get here this morning, Abe was watching the Netflix NBA thing with Anthony Edwards and all those guys.
Okay.
All they're doing is sports content on Netflix.
Yeah.
You gotta earn your way onto the island, the final 20 teams. You pick 30, only 20 get to stay.
I know my team's on this. I'm
yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
we're good. Both of us are good.
Yeah, I'm good.
We're good. You're good. You're good. All our teams are good.
Yeah,
so
we're good over here.
I'd watch that. It'd be sad.
You would watch it. When was the last episode? Like, I haven't watched Survivor since.
I've never watched an episode
I watched the
of Survivor.
First three episodes real hard.
Okay.
I was real big. And my wife, Donna, is addicted to it.
I've never watched it, but I would
She's
watch.
Still addicted to it.
I would watch the Washington State Cougars make a case for why they belong in Project Rudy.
Oh, that would be so
It would
foul.
Be sad.
That would be so foul.
But how is that different than what just happened?
There isn't.
It is not different.
It really isn't.
It really
man,
isn't
but
different.
I don't, yeah. I mean, but the biggest thing is when you hear those two commissioners, when you hear the two commissioners, SEC, Big Ten.
Well,
like,
they're up to something.
They're up to something.
Yeah, they're meeting today
or
yesterday
exactly.
in Nashville.
Yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yeah. When those two dudes are meeting,
they're up to something.
It's always something you can be like.
I know what they're up to. Yeah. You know what they're
and
up
I
to.
Know what the, and if you're the Pac-12 commissioner, you're the Big 12 commissioner, or they just be like, damn, with these dudes.
Did you forget to send my invite?
You know what I mean? Like, we're I'm a commissioner.
Maybe it went to spam. I'm a commissioner.
I'm a commissioner.
Maybe it went to my spam folder. Let me check. No, dang it.
When them two dudes drop to something, you're like, all
you know what they're up to.
All the other conferences like.
How can we get more of the revenue share? How can we get auto bids into the playoff?
Damn. Y'all got the best two conferences. Leave us alone.
Yeah, man.
Leave us alone.
Beep.
We want more.
We want more. That's what we want. All right. An early edition of the Back Page with Bo coming up next, because at 12:40, it's going to be the Back Page with Zach Robinson. Except we're really just going to interview Zach Robinson about the Falcons offense. But the Back Page with Bo is going to come up next. right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.